A major tourism group is getting behind Governor Sean Parnell's push to cut the cruise ship head tax. But tax authors and some in the legislature are questioning the move. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Paul Landis has been part of Alaska's tourism industry for more than 20 years.
Cruise ships are the faucet that floods this state with passengers. And when they start turning off that faucet, there's a lot of businesses that start to suffer.
Landis is chief operating officer of Siri Alaska Tourism Corporation. The native-owned business runs lodges, day cruises, and other tours from Talkeetna to Seward. He also represents Alaska Alliance for Cruise Travel, which is lobbying for changes in the head tax, also known as the passenger fee. The group worries that fewer ships coming to Alaska this summer is part of a larger industry trend, and he's hoping Governor Sean Parnell's plan to reduce the head tax 25% will bring more ships to the state.
He met with the heads of Carnival Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, and this is the number that they agreed upon. That's the important piece, is between the cruise line and the governor, that was the magic number that they came to. There was a formula behind that. But it seems to be the right number for both parties.
Parnell announced his plan after being part of the Sea Trade Cruise Show in Miami. It would reduce the tax from $46 to $34.50 per passenger. It would not change an additional $4 per person fee that funds an onboard environmental monitoring program. The governor did not explain the reason for this particular cut amount, but he said the combined $50 head tax is chasing ships away.
That's the largest in the world, I'm told. You know, places like Mexico have $5 or less in terms of a head tax. So we just seem to be out of sync with the rest of the world here and not competitive. So I am proposing to reduce Alaska's head tax.
The governor also wants further fee reductions for ships stopping in Juneau and Ketchikan, which charge their own head taxes. The Alaska Cruise Association, which represents the industry, did not immediately return calls for comment. The lines have cut three large ships for the upcoming season, reducing passenger loads about 15%. They blame the cuts on the passenger fee and other taxes and regulations mandated by the Cruise Ship Initiative, passed by voters in 2006. Initiative author Joe Geldof of Juneau has negotiated with lawmakers and industry lobbyists about reducing the fee, but he doubts Parnell's plan will go anywhere.
I kind of think at this point in the legislature, this is kind of dramatic politics, but not likely to go anywhere. It's kind of a cunning move by the governor to tell a bunch of people who are whining what they want to hear without any real likelihood of that this will pass.
Geldof says dock construction and other improvements should be completed before the tax is reduced. Revenues are distributed among port communities and other towns affected by tourism. House Minority Leader Beth Curtula represents downtown Juneau, which saw close to 1 million cruise ship passengers last season. She questions the wisdom of significantly changing a voter-passed initiative, and she says reduced funding could hurt local projects.
Where are we going to take that from? What part of the docks and harbors and the necessary, you know, fixes are we going to do without because of that? You know, this is a huge worldwide industry, and we are very, very welcoming of them. But at the same time, you know, this industry impacts us heavily.
Parnell has not said how he plans to get the tax changed through during the busy final weeks of this year's legislative session. Spokeswoman Sharon Lehouse says he may ask lawmakers to add the change to an existing tourism marketing tax credit bill. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.